With an exceptional performance by both sides of the floor, the Madrid Tigers ended up coming out on top of the ACGC Chargers 82-76. While leading in every quarter, Madrid never pulled completely away from ACGC, other than an 11-point lead going into the fourth quarter. For the Chargers, they didn't get a win on their senior night, but know that the focus going forward is all about regionals.
Short term, in the moment, this game, it stinks for our seniors to lose on their senior night. Of course, we'd rather be 10-6 in the conference instead of 9-7 or whatever we are now. I mean, it didn't affect our standing any, but you always want to win. But I was just talking to their coaches about win or lose. That's a good learning experience for both these teams. It's just going to make both teams better going into the postseason. So that's the message we've been preaching to the kids all week. It's a hard message to tell, especially when you do go play the game and you lose, because nobody likes to lose and it doesn't feel good. But, you know, we've been telling them all along, we want to play well, peak in the postseason here. This last week, the input's what matters, the output, the records. There's nothing to lose. The conferences are decided. The brackets are out.
Right.
You know, we just want to go in and perform to the best of our abilities and, you know, let things shake out however they do.
ACGC featured some top scorers of the night, including Jathan Self, as he put down 32 total points for his new career high and the Chargers' season high for an individual scoring effort. At one point, South accounted for 18 of the 34 points put down in the first half of action. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to break the single game record of 38 points due to fouling out, but delivered a marvelous performance.
Second there, before he fouled out, I thought he was going to get the single game school record, which is 38. But I knew Noah had four. I thought Jathan still had three. And then, you know, I thought the other guys stepped up and picked up the slack once he went out. But no, I mean, he did a nice job early of recognizing a matchup he could take advantage of. We switched up how we were attacking it with whether we were bringing him a ball screen or not. And then once he saw the ball going off, he just got, you kind of tell, he got that feel, he got that look in his eye that just stay out of the way here, and he was going to work, and he was knocking shots down. So,
looking at the other players for ACGC on the night, Lance bunted a 12-point second half for a total of 17 points as he started to drive to the basket and be physical underneath. Anthony Sorozano finished up right behind with 11 points with 9 second half points. Peyton Policki knocked down 9 points, while Noah Cady knocked 8 points on the scoreboard. Nate Chance finished up the Chargers scoring with 2. For Madrid, they had a 32-point performer themselves, with our player of the game, Torin Severson, as he came out in the second half and put down 23 points with an exceptional third quarter. Fabian Ortiz-Alaniz followed up with a quick 17 points, while Brody Buck relied on the mid-range shots to knock down 15. Kyle Krekenberg knocked in 10 points, while Jake Leonard and Logan Klatt finished off scoring with 6 and 2 points respectively. On Thursday, the Chargers will be returning to action to finish off the regular season against Underwood on their home court. This is not a crucial game to win, but a game that ACGC would like a victory in to help leap themselves into regional action.
I just think, you know, we played them here last year. They have pretty much the same team. We have pretty much the same team. We lost a couple seniors, but, you know, we were ahead with the chance to ice it at the free throw line, missed the free throw, and they hit a three at the buzzer to force overtime. We ended up losing by 6. So we know we can play with them. It's just a matter of we're on the road now. We're kind of end of the season here, had a tough stretch, just getting guys right mentally, make sure we're well-rested, hydrated, and ready to compete, regardless of the outcome. Just go in there and compete. Expect to win. Play to win.
Madrid has finished their regular season sitting at 19-2, and they finished at 13-2 in conference action, while ACGC finished with a 9-6 conference record and awaits to finalize their regular season record as they currently sit at 12-7. I'm Zach Callens reporting.